Rhinelander District Library of Rhinelander, Lynn. I think you'll be our first reader.
Sure.
And, but let's start with those work samples. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. So this is Rhinelander District Library. This is to restart the School of the Arts, which is over 50 years old, was part of the UW system originally, and they no longer are doing that. So a little core group of people that have been with this for 50 years, along with some new younger people, and then also adding in ArtStart, which is an arts group in Rhinelander, are really working to bring this program back. Whenever you talk to anybody in that area, they talk about all the programming that used to be done. They were international people that came in to teach these workshops in all forms, from music and visual and, you know, just all sorts of writing. And so with intensive retreats, they started with a little tiny group in 2017, and they're going to continue pushing forward. They have help from all over. They have free community events that go along with this, so they'll have like an author's event, or small-scale workshops and art demonstrations that are going to be held at the library and at ArtStart. A lot of community program that's going to be offered for the local residents, and of course the area is one of the depressed areas in the North Woods, so this gives them an opportunity to be able to afford to enjoy this without doing the big program. Just having to read my notes. The total budget is $71,750. The program is going to be held at both the library at ArtStart at Tree Haven campus and at UW Stevens Point in Tomahawk. I presume, I don't know what that is in Tomahawk. Is it UW? I don't know. If they have a, you know, one of the little satellites there.
I should know.
It just said Tomahawk, so I wasn't sure. They are well planned for the disabled, which is always an important thing for myself. I feel that's a real key to anything we do. They're also working with the Department of Forestry, you know, so they have a lot going on. I thought it was very well written, another one of those that is easy to read, easy to understand. They have a strong commitment. They are building on history, and they're going to move forward. So that's all I have to say about it.
Thank you, Ben.
I agree with pretty much everything that was just stated. I think that they formed a lot of relationships with various groups in the area of forestry and all the other organizations, the arts program, that the fulfillment need that, you know, has been around for so long and has gone away. I find this one really complimented and so forward.
Maybe just a couple additional thoughts, because I agree with everything that's been said. I didn't think they gave enough background on the artists. Like, the artists describe their poetics, but they didn't really talk about their art production expertise.
That's, I think, going to come in with ArtStart. I think they're going to help.
I mean, they listed the artists instead a little bit, but anyway, I just thought that was a weak part of the proposal. I just also think, like, this is, I agree about the multiple sites being a strength, but I still think this is an opportunity to help define the library, you know, just this beautiful history as a public resource, but also really a cultural center. So how can this kind of revival of this historic school be an opportunity to talk about what a contemporary library is as a cultural and a political gathering space, and again, what's the real range of cultures in the region that you want to try to pull in to make them feel like that's part of what their life is. So again, which artists are brought in, how it's all languaged, marketed, that'll affect that a lot. So it's a great opportunity, basically. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Any other comments?
Jess.
Please.
Jess, are you there?
Yes.
Great. Oh, you already talked. I'm sorry. I'm missing Mario. I'm missing the fourth. Great. I think we're good.
All right. Thank you, folks. Let's begin the fourth.
I'm also looking up, which I should never do, and there isn't anything in Tomahawk in terms of the college.
Just
and
Tomahawk.
Right. So that maybe the high school.
Yeah. Maybe they have a community center something. Like Minocqua has a little campus, you know, a little mini campus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, crap.
Karen, is it fair for me to answer that question or just leave it right?
I'm sorry, to ask what question? Answer.
About what is Treehaven?
What is Treehaven? Oh, sure.
Yeah.
So Treehaven is, go ahead, an artist retreat space.
Yeah, it's a...
No, it's fine. It's just in the arm of the University of Wisconsin here at Stevens Point. It's been, for all intents and purposes, an outdoor class. Right.
Perfect. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.